So we will start with some practice, some sitting. And I just want to check in before we start. Anyone new, completely new to meditation practice? It's nothing to be ashamed of. So everyone has... Oh, great, good, okay. So in Thai, the word for practice is patipat, and it's translated as to look after. I love this. To look after somebody, to take care. And we could say in our practice, we are taking care, we are looking after this body, mind and heart. And one thing we want to do as we practice, as we look after, is one intention is to get a little bit more out of our heads, where we have all these mostly very limiting ideas and notions about who and what we are. The stories we tell ourselves. So to come out a little bit more of the head and to learn how to approach this existence differently in ways that are liberating, which actually open something up. And one important way is to learn to fully inhabit this body. And as a possible entry point to inhabit this body more fully, we are choosing the breath. The sensation of the breath entering and leaving our being. Using the breath to get into this body. And we can be very creative and playful here. There are many, many different ways of perceiving the breath. So we can perceive the breath as air entering our nostrils, really like the physicality of the breathing, going into the lungs and coming out of the lungs, leaving through the mouth. But this is, I would like to invite today, really different ways of perceive the breath, a different way to perceive the breath. And I will offer a whole range of images, maybe. And not every image will work for everyone. That's why I'm giving a range of images. And see which works for you. Maybe find your own. So we can be creative and playful. And this playfulness, you know, requires sensitivity, intelligence in our practice. It's not that we lose a sense of a strong intention. We need to be clear with our intention, but we can be creative how we perceive the breath, how we relate to the breath. Sitting down in meditation, we can have this strong sense of being on our own with the breath, you know, can feel quite isolated. So here we are on our own, disconnected from anything else maybe and anyone else. And today, I really would like to invite in the beginning the sense of feeling support, emphasizing the support of the ground beneath, the capacity of the ground, the floor, the earth, to support us, to receive us, to hold us, just for a moment, just sensing into this. So bringing your body into position, taking your seat. And just for a moment, making contact. How does it feel right now to inhabit this body, mind and heart? No need to change anything. Simply getting in contact, landing more fully in your location. Maybe taking some deep in-breath and some long, gentle out-breath. And with the out-breath, really emphasizing the sense of softening, landing, relaxing. And with the in-breath, having the sense of the support of the energizing, refreshing quality of the in-breath. So taking another deep in-breath and long, gentle, soft out-breath. And then whenever you are ready, bring your attention down to the contact points. Your feet on the ground, your lower legs on the ground, your sit bones on the cushion or chair, bench, hands on your thigh, in your lap. Feeling the density maybe of the contact points, the warmth, whatever the sensation is, so it's not thinking about them, but really landing into them, sensing and receiving them, perceiving them. Feeling the ground. And then see if you can perceive the breath. It's really playing around, like you are breathing up through from the bottom, up through your perineum, up the spine, vertebra, the breath coming up through each vertebra, maybe giving space, allowing space between the vertebras, up, lower back, middle back, upper back, neck, head. And the out-breath, you're giving the back breath, the breath back to the earth, breathing down front of your body, giving it back to the earth, grounding, arriving. You can even have the sense that with the out-breath, you're growing roots into the ground. And then again, with the next in-breath, breathing up through the perineum, up your spine, and with the out-breath, back to the ground. Really having the sense you can release your burden, you can let it all drop, whatever happened before, whatever is waiting at home, you can just give it back to the earth. So very gently play with this image of perceiving the breath. Imagine yourself maybe as a plant getting the nourishment through the breath, giving back to the earth and being deeply grounded. Maybe even this sense of being rooted into this earth, supported, held. with each out-breath, trusting the support of the earth, and with each in-breath, trusting the nourishing, energizing quality of the in-breath. The quality of the in-breath that makes you feel more upright, the quality of the out-breath that allows you to relax more, to relinquish more. Allowing yourself to be supported, nourished, held in this way. In-breath, letting the breath energy entering through your perineum, rising up through your spine. Maybe even allowing the breath energy to open. In place between the vertebrae, and with the out-breath, with the breath energy, release, relax. Back into the ground, into this earth. And most likely mind will wander off. No need to get frustrated or harsh on yourself, but when you realize it, simply return, maybe feeling again for a moment the contact points, returning to perceive, receive the breath in this way. Really having this attitude of befriending the breath, of becoming intimate, close, interested with the breath. Really having this attitude of befriending, of curiosity. Of interest. see maybe if you can give back, let's say, maybe the restlessness in your being or the tiredness in your being, the active mind. Just see for the out-breath, just giving it back, letting it drop. Back into the ground to see if this image works for you, having the sense of being allowed to unburden yourself. To unburden yourself and to receive the nourishment of the breath. In-breath coming up your body. This very basic expression of our participation in life. So are there any questions in regard of these specific instructions?